This is the Urban Christian News Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the News and Observer, Jonathan Lotz, the grandson of Reverend Billy Graham, is hospitalized and in critical condition due to COVID-19, according to social media post by his mother. Anne Graham Lotz, the founder of Angel Ministries in Raleigh, said Sunday that her son is in the intensive care unit at an unidentified hospital. She asked for people to pray for her son's recovery. 50 years ago, I could hold my son in my arms, she said in a post Saturday. Now I have placed him in the arms of Jesus. Saturday's Facebook post has garnered over 54,000 reactions and 21,000 shares since Saturday. The Instagram version got over 22,500 likes. Jonathan Lotz, an ordained minister, directs Jonathan Lotz Ministries and has preached around North Carolina and the country, according to his website. He grew up in Raleigh, according to news reports. Sunday at 6:35 p.m., Anne Graham Lotz updated her Facebook page with her son's condition. She said he texted her earlier Sunday, saying he is physically exhausted, yet spiritually overflowing. Pray he will not have to go on a ventilator, that his oxygen levels would increase, that his lungs will be strengthened, healed, and that his health will be fully restored, with no long-term complications, Anne Graham Lotz wrote. My heart is filled with gratitude for your prayers. Jonathan Lotz is one of three adult children of Anne Graham Lotz and the late Danny Lotz. According to NBC News, a teenage boy who climbed into a Louisiana home by using a ladder to see a girl fatally shot her father shortly after he confronted him Sunday morning, police said. Authorities in Zachary, a small city about 20 miles north of Baton Rouge, are trying to determine what prompted an exchange of gunfire between the 17-year-old suspect and Desmond Jerome Hamilton, 35, Zachary Police Chief David McDavid said. Hamilton, a well-known area businessman, died in his living room, and the teen was injured after shots were fired, McDavid said. McDavid also said Thursday that the teen, whom he didn't name, and Hamilton shot at each other about 25 minutes after Hamilton caught the boy hiding in a closet and took him downstairs to speak to him. The teen was there to see Hamilton's 14-year-old daughter, McDavid said. Hamilton was alerted to the boy in his home by a neighbor who saw the teen going into the window, McDavid said. The boy remained in the hospital Thursday afternoon. McDavid said that upon his release, he will be arrested and charged with second-degree murder, illegal use of a firearm, and possession of a stolen firearm. He's expected to be charged in juvenile court, McDavid said. According to The Guardian, a university in South Carolina is forgiving the student loans of over 2,500 students who stopped attending school because of financial hardship. South Carolina State University, the state's only public, historically black college or university, announced last week that the school was automatically clearing the loan accounts of students who have not registered for classes or who dropped out entirely because they could no longer afford college. The school said it was canceling a total of $9.8 million in loans using money from the CARES Act and American Rescue Plan stimulus packages designed to help America recover from the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. We're committed to providing these students with a clear path forward so they can continue their college education and graduate without the burden of financial debt caused by circumstances beyond their control, said Alexander Conyers, the university's acting president, in a statement. Conyers added, no student should have to sit at home because they can't afford to pay their past due debt after having experienced a financial devastation caused by a global pandemic. According to Reuters, kidnappers who raided a boarding school in northern Nigeria earlier this month released 28 children on Sunday, but another 81 remain in captivity, according to a pastor involved in the negotiations for their release. The attack on the Bethel Baptist High School in the state of Kaduna was the 10th mass school kidnapping since December in northwest Nigeria, which authorities have attributed to criminal gangs seeking ransom payments. A first batch of 28 children was released 2 days after the raid. Parents told Reuters that 180 students typically attend the school and that pupils were in the process of sitting exams. Reverend E.T. Joseph Hayab told Reuters on phone, 28 students were freed this morning. Quite a number of students before now escaped, but 81 are still in captivity. Nigerian authorities have attributed the kidnappings to what they call armed bandits seeking ransom payments. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, many Clark Atlanta University students, recent graduates, and their families got surprising news Friday when the school announced it is clearing all student account balances for the 2020 semesters and the spring and summer 2021 semesters. Clark Atlanta President George T. French Jr. wrote in a letter to students that the decision was made as a gesture to thank students for continuing their education during the COVID-19 pandemic. When COVID-19 became a public health crisis in March 2020, the university did not allow students on campus and continued that policy through the end of the year. Clark Atlanta allowed a limited number of students on campus for the recent spring semester. The past two academic years have been emotionally and financially challenging for you and your families due to the COVID-19 pandemic, he wrote. I understand. That is why I am personally thankful for your resilience, perseverance, and find a way or make one attitudes. Clark Atlanta has about 4,000 students, the largest enrollment of any private historically black college or university in Georgia. Roughly 90% of its students receive federal student loans, and 67% of them are delinquent, are not making progress, or have deferred or defaulted on their loans, according to federal data. According to CNN, Simone Biles had to withdraw from the women's team gymnastic final on Tuesday as the Russia Olympic Committee took gold at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. The ROC's team of Vladislava Urazova, Victoria Listunova, and Angelina Melnikova won with a score of 169.528, while Team USA took silver with 166.096 and Great Britain bronze with 164.096. Biles withdrew from the final on Tuesday after leaving the arena to be attended to by the trainer. While performing her Amanar vault during the first rotation of the team competition, Biles only managed 1.5 rotations and landed awkwardly, prompting gasps from onlookers in the Ariake Gymnastics Center. Simone Biles has withdrawn from the team final competition due to a medical issue, said a U.S. gymnastics statement. She will be assessed daily to determine medical clearance for future competitions. Thinking of you, Simone. Biles, who is looking to add to the 4 gold medals she won at the 2016 Rio Olympics, returned to the arena before the second rotation in a tracksuit as Jordan Charles took her place for the uneven bars. She continued to support her teammates from the sidelines, chatting with them and cheering after each routine. Victory for ROC secures a famous double after the men won gold in Monday's team event, while also denying the USA, whose silver ensured an 8th consecutive podium finish, a 3rd consecutive Olympic title. According to ESPN, tennis star Naomi Osaka talked about the pressure she faced representing Japan at the Olympics on Tuesday after she lost her match and was eliminated from the Olympic tournament. Osaka lost to Markéta Vondrousova of the Czech Republic in the 3rd round on Tuesday. Speaking to reporters after the game, She said there was a lot of pressure on her going into the Olympics, according to the Associated Press. "I'm disappointed in every loss, but I feel like this one sucks more than the others," Osaka said, according to AP. "I definitely feel like there was a lot of pressure for this," she continued. "I think it's maybe because I haven't played in the Olympics before, and for the first year it was a bit much." The loss comes after Osaka, the highest paid female athlete in the world, took time off the sport to focus on her mental health. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has, and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.